This is the Humboldt Chronicles.
I am the queen of everything. I gotta be high before I can sway. Lighter tea and let it be. If you a viper.
I'm Chuck Rogers with producer Larry Trask. The Humboldt Chronicles is made possible by Bear Extraction House and California Harvest House. Thank you very much. We could not do it without you. We've talked during previous editions of the Humboldt Chronicles about how existing businesses in the cannabis industry are weathering the COVID-19 pandemic. Some are doing well, others are struggling. But what about a brand new business opening up during the pandemic as people, potential customers, are distracted by loss of jobs and income and worried about an uncertain future?
That's the case with Urban Market Humboldt, newly opened in Arcata. Owner Crystal Ortiz was well into the process of starting the business and had been planning for a spring 2020 opening when COVID-19 arrived. We spoke with her recently by phone.
Yeah, I was 2 years through the permit process, 2 years of maintaining the lease on my space and getting my ducks in a row and making sure all my stuff was together and getting my permits through. And I had the goal that I was going to open by 420, the cannabis holiday, April 20th this year. And in February, I started to get a feeling that this COVID thing might be something bigger than it appeared. And in March, I think I cried through most of March, being like, what am I supposed to do? I have no idea about the future. And should I open? Should I not? How can I have a value that says we care and we talk about health and wellness and keeping our community strong and safe? And here I was going to open in the midst of a pandemic and put my employees and myself and my family at risk every day just to kind of maintain paying the bills. And so it was a very complex, and it is still every day, a complex decision. We do our best at, you know, sterilizing, sanitizing, cleaning. I actually have a huge space, so it's very easy to social distance in here. But I can't project. My projections aren't real. I have no idea how, even just thinking about Humboldt State and the impact that that has on the community, how many students are going to come back, how many of their parents are going to be here, what is this place going to look like 6 months from today? And I don't have an answer for that. So even today, I heard Newsom just closed a bunch of stuff down. My daughter works at a restaurant in Trinidad. She's a college student. She texted me, said, Mom, we might get closed down and I'm not going to be working, you know. And so we'll just follow the, you know, the guidance and the guidelines of what the people who know about pandemics and what they say. And the very least we can do is take care of each other and wear masks and wash our hands and practice all of these good hygiene things. But I think that it is very difficult to anticipate, to make projections on sales, to make projections on sales numbers, even how many people will come in the door or order curbside or delivery. It's basically all of those portions of the business plan are now scrapped. And I don't even know, since I'm new, I don't even know what my numbers actually compare to regular numbers. Are we at 25% of the people are out shopping? Is it 50%? I don't have really any way to know.
Crystal Ortiz is not new to Northern California. In fact, she was born into a back-to-the-land family and grew up in Mendocino County. When thinking about her business in Arcata, she wanted to use the farmer's market concept as a model.
So the motivation for opening the dispensary is through my work with helping farmers to be able to advocate for themselves and to start building a brand or getting their cannabis, you know, into this regulated marketplace. I knew that these clean, organic, sun-grown farmers that were here were going to have an advantage if they were ready to take that on. So I recognized that there was this disconnect between farmers, consumers, and retailers, and I wanted to figure out how to merge that in a way where everyone could benefit. And so that was kind of the idea of, like, okay, I'm going to try to build this bridge to get this farmers' products into these retail places. And it just dawned on me that I should probably have a retail right here in Humboldt County where it's like selling sand to the beach. You know, there's everybody knows somebody who has some weed, and it probably isn't super necessary, but I could give these rural farmers an opportunity to interact directly with the consumer, see what works on their packaging, what doesn't work on their packaging, like let them have these opportunities easily because they're in their hills. It's too hard to go every week somewhere in California and do that. And that if I created the place and the energy and the education spot for that to happen, that it would trickle down and that these farmers would have cannabis products that were more ready. They would understand what the consumers need. They would have more firsthand experience. And then the rest of the state would start to see that they were leaving money on the table, that there were things, there was a whole market of people that wanted cannabis that was grown in this way. And so that was kind of the reason why I decided to open a retail right here in the heart of Humboldt County. I want them to imagine it full of people, of music, of education, of farmers market, of community. And so while we can't do that now, it is full of all spirit and essence of these farmers and these local businesses because their names are on their products are here in a shelf, you know, on display. I can talk about the source, the farmer, the product. And so when I go by, I want people to envision it for what it will be in the future and what it's intended to be. And also to know that for right now, this is a space where you can come. One of my favorite consumer bases that I have is other growers because they don't really know where they can go get herb that they trust, that they know that they like. And so here, we're kind of all in this club, so they all know that, oh, if I can go to Crystal's shop, I'll be able to get some herb from Casey at Happy Day or some Briceland or some Sunshine Sunbolt Grown or, you know, somebody I know who's cultivated the cannabis. And so I just really want people to feel connected to this space as an experiential marketplace and as somewhere that is somewhere that they belong.
Entering the regulated cannabis market seemed like a natural pathway for Crystal, given her family's background in the Emerald Triangle region. But beyond that, her sense of business ethics is very much pointed towards the future and the work we still have to do around here with regard to social justice and inclusion.
I would say that the Back to Land movement and the spirit of the rock and roll, hippie, music, culture, fun-loving, kind of live-off-the-land culture that came up here did raise their kids with a sense of ethics and values that were very strong. For the most part, the Back to Land culture was about being outside of the system that was oppressive and outside of war. And so I do believe that those values are deeply rooted here and rooted into our children. But I also think that the reality of the experience that we had here in Humboldt County as primarily white people to cultivate large amounts of cannabis and to participate in this kind of more capital scheme that's been going on this last little bit has brought other players to the table and other values to the table. So I think it's not as easy to say, yeah, this is just the values. We were all raised as hippies and everything's all good. I think there's still a lot of things that we need to do as a community to make this community more inclusive of others and to share some of the wealth from this cannabis industry with our Black and Brown community members.
The plan at Urban Market Humboldt in Arcata is to focus on local products, emphasizing Humboldt County products, and to concentrate on this area's agricultural community, encouraging and rewarding regenerative farming practices and things such as sustainable packaging.
In the Urban Market logo, there's an H, and half of the H is the green cross. And the reason why I put that green cross there was because I wanted it to be rooted in my branding and for people to see that there's more to cannabis than just cannabis, that it is medicinal, that it has the medicinal properties, even if we are using it for recreational purposes or what we deem recreational purposes. And so there's more to cannabis than meets the eye. And so this, it's spirit medicine, it's earth, can be earth care medicine, and it can be community medicine too. When people come in here, they'll see me, they're likely to know me, they'll see me again, and they'll be comfortable and familiar with the people that work here and know that, you know, we support our friends and family through donations, community service, advocacy, and prioritizing local farmers and craftspeople. And it's that is really present throughout the whole space. Like almost every single product here comes from Humboldt County. And I can talk about the source, the farmer, the process, and all that good stuff. The stewards part, this has been a really interesting part of the regulated process in California is that we are going away from a lot of our Californian values, where, you know, this whole rush to large-scale corporate production, the rush to indoor energy-intensive production of cannabis, the packaging, the layers of packaging, the child-resistant packaging, the waste, the metric tags, all of these things do not match our energy policy. They don't match who we are as Californian citizens. And so I work in here to constantly every day try to big up and bring value to those who are regeneratively farming, who are choosing sustainable packaging, who are taking the hit in the pocket to put a product out there that is either glass or recyclable or, you know, as low impact packaging as they can, in addition to their farming practices.
After a quick break, we'll continue our talk with Crystal Ortiz of Urban Market Humboldt in Arcata. We'll discuss with her the health of the local market and sort out some of Humboldt's advantages in the cannabis industry. That's next, right after this. Welcome back to the Humboldt Chronicles. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Crystal Ortiz. She's the owner of the newly opened Urban Market Humboldt in Arcata.
We hear a lot about market saturation and just how many cannabis retail establishments this area can support. True, industry regulators pay close attention to this, but it's always good to hear from those who are working on the retail front lines.
Obviously, we don't want to oversaturate it. We don't want there to be too many. But I think that everybody kind of has their own niche and has the things that they get where they get them. You know, we have kind of a lot of natural food stores and we have a lot of alcohol establishments. And so I think we'll see how saturated it gets. I think it's not going to allow any one business to be super duper successful, but I'm always about kind of diversity in the community. So the more businesses that we have where people can make a living and be successful, I think it trickles down to the economy in a different way. So I'm not too worried about it.
Crystal remains optimistic even after jumping through the seemingly endless hoops on the way to opening the doors of her business. It's a lengthy process. And it's a familiar story.
I would say the biggest hurdles that everyone has faced collectively, and including myself in the licensing process, has been the uncertainty and the rollout of the regulations. And so while there was so much stuff that was in statute and Prop 64 that we could understand, that we saw was going to be there, the regulations were kind of writing was on the wall, the interpretations weren't always that clear. And so it was really easy for me to interpret something in a way where I wanted to be like, oh, this is how this could work. But then when the regulations actually come down, it isn't real. It's not working in reality. They have a completely different interpretation. And so I think the changing dynamic right now, the shifting sands of the regulatory process has been the most difficult to deal with on every level as a cannabis business.
Were the County of Humboldt and the City of Arcata helpful in getting you through the process?
I feel like I have allies on both places. I had allies at the county for sure, just by being there alongside them while we watched the ordinances get crafted and listening to it and trying to understand it. I definitely felt like I had allies there that helped me get through. The problem with the regulations on both sides, the county and the city, are that the wheels of time in the world of a farmer or in the world of a small business owner that are just starting up, they mean everything. And so every month that someone doesn't pick up your application and look at it, every month that it sits there waiting for another staff or gets just pushed to the bottom of a pile, is the life savings or like everyone's work on the other end just kind of going away. And so the bureaucracy in general, the timing is really, really threatening. And so when something takes 7 months for someone to even look at the application, really difficult if you're A, working in a seasonal manner, or B, working from a limited budget without outside capital.
Once the doors are opened, however, Humboldt's long cannabis tradition becomes an advantage. For Crystal, it's knowing the product and its history, knowing local tastes and preferences, and knowing the cultivators.
I feel like I have a huge advantage on almost any other dispensary buyer because my mission and my vision are so clear, and I know a lot of the farmers personally. And so I don't have to just look at a menu or look at some distributor sheet and just look at two metrics. THC percentage sativa indica hybrid. That's pretty much what most people get. And so that really leads us down the same line of all our other agricultural choices. You know, the one tomato that yields best and stores longest and keeps color. You know, that's what we get to keep. And not all our beautiful warty purple Cherokee purples or, you know, all the other stuff. I like to make that analogy sometimes. But I'm super advantaged in the fact that if I know someone's practices and I know the type of herb they grow, their climate, their terroir, I can say, hey, I want to make sure I have some of their stuff on my shelf. I don't have to see it or know the potency or any of that because A, I know it's going to be clean and B, I know it's going to be good. And so, yes, being in Humboldt County, we have a huge advantage because we're surrounded by what I believe is the best cannabis in the world.
As Crystal sees it, the potential customer is somebody who very likely wants more than just something to smoke, and so she views it as advantageous to think in a more holistic way rather than a narrow way about how cannabis retailers can serve the consuming public.
I think that a lot of the rest of the state doesn't realize that there's this whole other group of people that cares about health and wellness, that wake up and do yoga, that drink smoothies, that really want to make purchases that create the world that they want to live in. And I don't think they're being met by the most typical retail experience that's out there. And so I think that by creating this momentum and having the spotlight shine here, even if it's just here, it will hopefully facilitate more dispensaries to go, okay, I see that kind of money on the table that I'm not picking up. I'm going to try to tap into that consumer. And the more that these farmers here are ready and branded, have their packaging, have their certification, and have had some experience, the more we can feed that market, which is the end goal, is to see these farms shining on retail shelves all throughout the state.
After a quick break, we'll continue our discussion with Crystal Ortiz of Urban Market Humboldt in Arcata about a couple of overarching issues in the cannabis industry, banking and appellations. This is the Humboldt Chronicles, back right after this.
Welcome back to the Humboldt Chronicles. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Crystal Ortiz. She's the owner of Urban Market Humboldt in Arcata. Crystal grew up in Mendocino County. She opened her cannabis retail business in Arcata during the pandemic and is weathering the storm with all the rest of us.
Next, we want to discuss with Crystal some of the big issues facing the cannabis industry that have future implications here in the Emerald Triangle, throughout California, and nationwide. First, the issue of banking, which is federally regulated and, because of the federal legal status of cannabis, can pose a problem for canna businesses. As a result, many of their transactions are conducted using cash, and it's quite common and understandable for business proprietors to be concerned.
Banking is yet another place where the little players are falling and the big players are doing just fine. That's the reality that we deal with. We have some local banks now that are opening kind of cannabis-related business bank accounts, and it costs them extra. It takes them time, so it costs us extra to, you know, even get that. So it is a great option for some people, but it's expensive. So if you're a small business and you're just starting out, it's hard. And they're also very hard to get into. But the majority of the situation is that we cannot bank. And beyond that, even if we can bank, I can't take a credit card. I can't take anything that needs the ACH because of cannabis's federal status. And so banking is super difficult. Every single bill is a two-step process. You get a money order, then you have to get the stamp and send it out. You can't just write checks or do ACH deposits. And it makes everything significantly harder. I do every time I go to pay a license fee or a tax or anything, I make it a point when I sit there to talk to the person who totally has no idea, but whoever I deal with, I ask them every single time, so who do you bank with? Because here I am paying my fees to you, my licenses to you, giving you all this stuff, and you guys are clearly able to bank the same money. And, you know, we're all in this team together. All our records are being kept. We're saving every tag. We've got all of this stuff that we're trying to jump through all these hoops to show that we're compliant, that we're here, that we're doing what we need to do. And banking is a sore spot that leaves us super vulnerable. And so over the first weekend of the George Floyd protests, there was some riot activity that happened in the Bay Area, and criminals with, you know, plans knew that the police were distracted and that there was this kind of social crisis going on. And so they went into dispensaries. And why they went into dispensaries? Because they knew there was cash there. And then they could go there and they could get the cash. They put people's lives at risk, and our safety is at risk every single day because we can't just bank. And I think it's something that could be super easily fixed.
That gets us to the Humboldt brand. It's assumed, for good reason, that the Humboldt name and brand have strength. But that should not be taken for granted. In fact, it should be protected to ensure its future strength. Appellations could help with that, making sure that Humboldt cultivators get credit where credit is due, and that the work, the innovation, the livelihood are all protected, such that producers outside of this area cannot use or piggyback on the Humboldt name.
Appellations is definitely one of my heart songs. It gives me the most faith, the most excited. It makes me the most hopeful for the future for Humboldt County. I mean, I think from a strictly geographical focus, we already have it. Humboldt County is synonymous with cannabis the world around. It is what it is. We're just as much cannabis as champagne is champagne. The two go hand in hand. I did just have somebody the other day tell me, oh, you're from Humboldt. Is that where the goat cheese is? That was the first time I'd ever heard that one. So that was super awesome. Shout out to Humboldt Fog for that. But the Appellation program, I think, has the ability to bring up the farmers and the traditions and the quality control standards that we want to be known for, that we became known for being synonymous with the best cannabis. This last 20 years, we've really kind of spiked up as being the producer, the large scale producer of all the cannabis for most of the nation, and moved away a little bit from the mom and pops and from the small scale grows and more into a heavier industrial style ag. It's still super small time ag, but just a little bit different than it was before. And now that California has regulated, and all the other states are hopefully on their path to regulations too, it's likely that we're going to lose that ability to be the large scale producers. When there's Santa Barbara and Lompoc and Salinas and all of these, you know, prime agricultural producing regions allowed, encouraged, and fostered through the process to have these large-scale cultivation sites, we're going to lose that. And so I think right now we're just in this really uncomfortable position and identity crisis of like, well, I need way more cannabis than I've ever grown before to make it because everything's so expensive. You know, 70% of the money is going to the state, to the county, to our regulations, to all of this stuff. I need to grow way more. And that has put a lot of our values at risk. It puts our watersheds at risk. It puts our whole process at risk. And it, to me, feels like a losing battle. Whereas turning the spotlight on that we have the best climate in the world, that we can grow for growing cannabis, we don't have summer rains, we can grow big, beautiful buds outdoors in the full sun, we have this beautiful, fertile soil all throughout our forests and all throughout our prime agricultural lands, that, and we just have this beautiful temperate climate that is perfect for cultivating this beautiful cannabis. So I think that what gives me hope for the future is the fact that we could potentially have all of these small subregions under the geographical indicator, which is Humboldt County, start to stand out and start to identify why and how the cannabis from their region is unique and is special. And that gives me hope that that will elevate then those practices, the less impactful, the smaller farms, and give them an opportunity to step away from the crowd, which is the big commercial corporate cannabis production.
Like many others in the cannabis business in this area, Crystal Ortiz has given a lot of thought to the Appellation issue. And so we ask about specifics that she would like to see included in the Appellation discussion.
The Appellation of Origin program that CDFA is rolling out, it defines a clear pathway for these smaller communities to be able to step out on their own and start to protect and create their own Appellation of Origin for their region. And so it's my hope that that state program through CDFA will make some pretty heavy claims, which will be strong enough to match or be more in line with international standards. So it's my hope that the Appellation of Origin stuff will be reserved for farmers who participate in cultivating in the native soil. At least their plants have access to the native soil. I'm not super bent out of shape on the cover, but it'd be nice if it wasn't undercover. It was just natural and wild out there, and, you know, set some baseline standards for who can qualify. But for right now, that isn't really set in the CDFA program. However, McGuire has put forth SB 67, which makes some definitions. And in those definitions, he does call out an appellation of origin to be programmed to be reserved for those types of farmers, for farmers who cultivate in the ground, the open air, with no cover.
Well, this is another edition of the Humboldt Chronicles that leaves us saying for sure that we learned something. Never have we had a guest on this show who opened a cannabis retail business during a pandemic. Crystal Ortiz did just that, and she deserves credit for continuing to move forward in unprecedented times when nobody knew at the beginning of the pandemic, nor does anybody know now what the next day or the next week might hold. We learned a new lesson in confidence in yourself and confidence in your ideas.
It's interesting that over the years of this show, one of the through lines is the sense of determination and fearless nature that so many of the cannabis entrepreneurs in this region have. On top of all the other factors that make success in this new industry especially difficult, dealing with a global pandemic that's significantly depressing the economy and keeping many of us in our homes adds a whole new element to the struggle. Even in the midst of all these difficulties, however, the courage, resourcefulness, and unique Humboldt community can give us some sense of optimism that we can overcome even these challenging times.
I'm Chuck Rogers with producer Larry Trask. This edition of the Humboldt Chronicles will be posted soon at 941lounge.com, lostcoastoutpost.com, and at iTunes for listening and downloading. Thanks to our guest, Crystal Ortiz of Herb and Market Humboldt in Arcata. Finally, much appreciation to our sponsors, Bear Extraction House and California Harvest House. We'll be back with the Humboldt Chronicles at 6 p.m. on the third Wednesday of each month. So, we'll see you next time, August the 19th at 6 p.m.